Zog the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Al Sholosh Averos Noshim Mesos B'Shas Leidoson. There are three Averos that women have. Unfortunately, they can fall through and they sin. Three Averos they're lax about. They're Mesos B'Shas Leidoson. They are Nifter at the time of childbirth. What are the three Averos? Al She'en and Zihiros, they're not careful B'Nida, when it comes to the mitzvah of Nida. B'Chala, taking off the challah, ubad lokas haner, and when it comes to being careful about lighting their Shabbos, either they don't light at all, or they light late. But the point is, these three averes has an effect on them and their meisos b'shas leidosan at the time of childbirth. So there's an interesting diuk. I think Rabbi Kivega makes this diuk. It says they're not careful about nida, challah, and adlokas haner. It should have said they're not careful about nida, challah, and ner. Why does it say hadlokas haner? It doesn't say hafroshas chala. It says nida chala and ner. So because she's the what the woman's mitzvah is, what she does in practical terms is only the hadlokah of the ner, only the lighting of the ner, not the prepping of the ner, the preparing of the ner. The husband does, like it's brought down in Tikkun HaZoyer, that the husband should prepare the ner before Shabbos, and then the woman comes and just lights it. So it says nida chala and hadlokas haner, not the ner itself. The ner itself, the preparation for it is done by the husband. In addition, challah is one of the mitzvahs that a woman does. So much so, not just because she's in the kitchen, it's one of her mitzvahs. But really, it's a husband's mitzvah too, it's his household. Why is it her mitzvah? And really, ner also like that. Why? What makes challah her mitzvah, or ner her mitzvah? Neither, of course, it's her mitzvah, but she has to count. She's the one that knows what's happening. But challah and ner, so the Or Zeruah says that the mitzvah of challah became so much so the woman's mitzvah, that she can even appoint a shliach without her husband's Lishus. Usually it's a husband's household. She can't decide what happens. It's her mitzvah so much so she can point to shliach. The Machzik Bracha from the Chidah says, he brings b'shem a pirush of someone else, a priyadika, that wants to say that if a husband is mafish challah, if a husband takes off the challah without a wife's consent or knowledge, he owes her 10 zehuvim as if he took away her mitzvah. The halacha is when you take someone's mitzvah that they're supposed to do and you grab it, you owe them 10 zehuvim, 10 gold coins. So if a husband in his own home takes off challah, he owes her 10 zehuvim. The Chidah comes vehemently against it and he says, there's no such thing, it's his home. The fact that she does it doesn't make it her mitzvah that he owes her 10 zehuvim, and he's matcha that pshat. But al-Kaponim, we see al-Kaponim that the woman's mitzvah is part and parcel, challah is her mitzvah. The Gemara is going to explain why b'shas leidoson, why specifically at the time of childbirth. Zok the Gemara, first of all, nida my timer. What's the reason that nida she's going to be punished for and die from? Zok the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, he kulkula b'chadre bitno. She was mekalka, she was lax, she was, so to speak, revolted. B'chadre bitno. Her innards, nida is her innards, so lefikach tiloka b'chadre bitno. So that's why she will be punished b'chadre bitno. And likewise, at the time of childbirth, that is chadre bitno. That is her innards will be punished, meaning at the time of childbirth. So nida, you explained why at the time of childbirth, because she so to speak, revolted against Hashem for the things that are b'chadre bitno. But chalav adlokas haner, Michael and Meimai, why would she be punished at the time of childbirth for the mitzvah of chalav and adlokas haner, for not fulfilling those mitzvahs? As the Galilean, someone from the Golil, dashent, alei de Rav Chizda, in front of Rav Chizda, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, revias dam nasati bochem. I place in every human being a revias of dam. Revias of dam, Rashi says, chaya odam pluyim bo. The person's life is dependent on revias of dam. That's the minimal of dam that you need in your body. Al iske dam izhati eschem. And I warned you about the halachas of dam, meaning dam nida. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Reishis Korosi Eschem. Klal Yisrael is called Reishis. It's called Reishis Korosi Eschem. Reishis Tvuoso. That's a Poskin Yirmi, it's going Klal Yisrael. Al Iske Reishis Izhati Eschem. And I warned you about the Iske Reishis, which is referring to Chala. Reishis Ari Seisechem. Neshoma Desati Bochem Kriya Ner. The Neshoma that I placed in you is called a Ner, like we had in Gemara before. Mutav Sheh. Said that you should mechaber ner for both of Adam than the ner of the Eibishta. So neshama shenizahat mechem is called a ner. Al iske ner izahat yeschem. I warned you about the Iskei Ner. Im Atem. Al Iskei Ner is Atem, meaning on Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. Im Atem Mekayim Moisom, if you Mekayim these mitzvahs. Reishes, meaning Chala, Nido. And Ner Mutov. Vim Lavach and Inoitel Nishmaschem, I take back your Neshama. And Rashi says that. And you'll lose revius damchem, v'yichab nerchem, and you'll lose the revius of dam. That means your life. And your ner will be extinguished. V'yavat Hashem reshisechem, and you'll lose out the shame reshisechem, that you called reshis. V'noshim nitztavokach. Why women? Kalaminim reshis rabba. He ibdot chalosi shel oilom. She caused that Adam Rishon was punished. Shal yoda nitrat Adam Rishon she nitram kechala. Adam Rishon was like separated like chala from the Eibush that separated him. The kovsa neiru shel oilam, and because of her sin of the chetz of eight, the chet of eitz adas, the kovay was extinguished in neir of oilam. V'shof chadomai, v'tzicha came out from after that. V'oid shetzorche abayis luyim bo. It's all dependent on her. Why the woman? Because she's in charge of the household, which is referring to the chala and the neir and all these things. But the prima godin brings and the levush brings that if a woman forgets the light neir Shabbos, she has to light an additional candle for the rest of her life. Why? Because here we see the importance of the lighting of the candle. If she forgot, so she has to light an additional one to, so to speak, to be misaken, to fix up this me'uvas that she did. Because the importance of the lighting of the candle. Zok d'gumogo ma'ishna b'shasle doson. Why is it specifically at the time of childbirth? Omar gov'en nofal tura chodet l'sakino. If an oxen falls, if an ox is down, that's when you sharpen your knife. Today when we hold up the shechita, there's a way to hold down an axe that you can shecht him. But in the olden days, it was very hard to get an axe down. You had to hold him from all sides with a string and a rope. So when an axe is down, that's when the time you sharpen your knife. So same thing over here. When the woman is during childbirth, that's when she's down. That's when she gets punished for our various. That's when she's down, so to speak. Zog di Gemara. So Rashi says, Isra mazola. That's at the time when her mazal is down. Muzumen is Puranis lover. So Puranis is prone to happen. Abai Omer, another moshul. Tafish tirois amso. Meaning, a shifcha, a maidservant, that did men numerous sins. Bechad mechatro lehava. With one punishment, with one chavota, you get her for all the things that she did. So over here also, with the numerous things that add up, at the time that she's down, so to speak, that's when she gets punished. Rav Chisda Omar, Shafke L'Ravya, let a shikar, someone who is drunk, leave him. You don't have to pull him down. The Menafshe Nofil, he'll fall on his own. So the same thing over here. Let it go on its own. Zman of Sakona, that's when she can fall. Baruch Omar, Raya Chagro. If you have a shepherd that is a chiger, that limps, he can't chase his goats. V'izin rehitin, and the goats are running around. How is he going to catch up with his goats? Avav chutro mili, v'abedori chushbino. When the goat comes back into the corral, when he comes back home, so that's when he speaks to the goats, that's when he punishes them, that's when he gets them. V'abedori chushbino, and when they come back to the dori, chushbino, that's when he makes a cheshbin with them, at that moment. So the same thing over here. At the time when they need you, because the goats need the master, need the shepherd, when they're running in the field, he can't chase them, maybe he's a chiger. But when they need him, when they come back for food at night, so that's when he makes a cheshbon with them. Each mushal corresponds, in the Maral, different swarm, they explain how each mushal corresponds to chala nid and adlokas aner. Rav Papa Omar, another mushal. Abav chanvosa nofish achei umerachme. Abav on the doorway of Chanvoso, of the doorway of the store owner. Nofish ache umerachme. That's when you have pity for people. Avav bizyune loy ache veloy merachme. However, abav bizyune, Zog Drashi, abav chanvoso nefisha ache umerachme, lefescha chanus, by the opening of this storefront, shemechalkim b'mezodis, that's where you give out food. The Yeshom Oisha Harbet is a lot of an abundance of wealth. Harbe Achim Vaharbe Oyavim Yesha Kol Nasim Oyavim. Everyone befriends you. When you're giving out free food, everyone befriends you by the door. That's when it's Merachmet, it's Oyavim. However, Abe Bizuni, But a place when there's bizuni, when there's a lack of wealth, when there's a hefsed upon us and there's oini, so then suddenly not everyone is suddenly befriends you. That's when there's a lack of oyavim. So here also, at the time of a sakona, it's hura mazlo. The mazlo of the woman is hura. So she loses all her good praklitin, and it's a time of sakona. Zok the Gemara, this is all the gabi woman. So we explained why women have to be careful about these three things, and that's when they're punished at this time. The gavre hecha mivdik. What about a man? We said a woman is mivdik. So to speak, she's checked if she has chusim or she doesn't at the time of childbirth. What about a man? A man doesn't give childbirth. So when does he have these bidikas that take place by him to see if he's up to par to be zoicha to life? The gavre hecha mivdik. When a man passes over a bridge, so it's a careful. You have to be careful. A bridge is not something that is stationary. A bridge is something that's not so secure. A bridge can fall in. So when he passes, when he goes over a bridge, when he travels over a bridge, that's when he has to make sure that he's up to par, because don't put yourself in a place of danger. Zogmal gesher v'suloi, only a bridge? Zogmal eima ke'en gesher, anything similar to a bridge. Any makom sakona. And the Gemara says similarly, any makom sakona, you have to be careful. So Rav loy ofar b'mavro, Rav did not go in on a ferry. The Yosef Be'akum, that was a Gentile, there was a guy on that same ferry. Why was he scared to go on a ferry with a guy when he passed over the river? So the Gemara, Omar, he said to himself, Dilma Mifkid Le Dina Ale Umetvasina Bade. Maybe the judgment of the guy, because of his Averis, will be meted out to him, and the ferry will drown and something will happen. So that's why I don't want to be in the same time in the ferry. I'll be taken along with him. So he made sure to go on a ferry that there wasn't a guy there. Shmuel did the opposite. He only went on a ferry with a guy. Why? Omar sit the betray umeloy shalit. The Sultan, the Malach HaMavis, does not rule at the same time over two nations. So since there's goyim and there's yidden at the same time, so that's a safe time to go. The opposite. The Mashab explains the Psukim in Yoyne that way. That's why they took him off the Sfina. There was Goyim there. Explains the whole Maisa was Yoyne based on this Gemara. Al-Kaponim. So the Gemara says there was the opposite Hashkofas. Either not to go with the Goyim on there because I don't want to be taken down with him. Or the opposite. It's two Umas, so then I'm safer. Rabbiana Bodik Va'ova. Rabbiana, before he passed the bridge, he checked it out. He made sure that it's secure. Why? Never put yourself in a place of danger. And don't convince yourself and tell yourself a miracle will be performed. Because possibly a miracle will not be performed for you. And if a miracle is performed, a person loses out his chusim. They were reduced. His chusim are reduced for the next world. And the Maral explains, he says as follows. He says, the schus of a person, mitzvahs, maisim tovim, Torah, all the schusim is be'etzem negra teva. This is not something that could be naturally explained what a schus does. So it's k'negra teva. So a mela they reserved for olam haba. Olam haba is not tivi. It's negra teva. But when a person does something that the Eibishter has to treat him in this world, k'negra teva, meaning he has to rely on a nes, so then we deduct from the schar, the schusim, which is negatava, which is in store for the reward for the next world. And that's how it goes away. That's why a person should not be menakas schusim, which are meant for olam haba, which is negatava. Zok the Sifsei Chaim, and he says, this is all by regular people. Tzadikim, by them, teva and nes is the same thing. They live on this world, everything by them is nisim. They look at every act that takes place around them as unnatural. Everything they look at as a miracle from the Eibishter. So the Eibishter treats them in this world b'derech nisi. So then by them it doesn't get deducted from the schusim of the next world, because they live in this world b'derech nisi. That's how they look at it. Ramoshin Chuvas writes that a woman is not supposed to induce childbirth. Because since we're seeing over here, this is all a makom sakana. This is the Gemara's discussion about childbirth and the makom sakana. Don't put yourself in a makom sakana before a person is in that situation. So when a woman naturally gives child, has child, comes, goes into childbirth, That's a natural situation. Daven Tashem is a makom sakana. But to place yourself in a makom sakana, that you're not allowed to. Now, obviously, it's relative. If the doctor says you have to induce because of a sakana, that is what you have to do. We're talking about inducing yourself because I don't want to give, the doctor doesn't want to come over the weekend because he wants to take off the weekend. That you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to induce yourself because of convenience, stomach convenience that you have. If it's a medical reason, that's something else. We see so in the Pasuk that your schusim are deducted when you use up, utilize your schusim, they're deducted from the next world. My Korah, we find by Yaakov Avinu, it said, "Katointi mikol ha-chasodim." I became smaller because of all the chasodim that you gave me, the Eibishter. We call it MS. So we see it gets deducted. Reb Zeira b'yoyim edeshuso. Reb Zeira in a day that it was very windy. It was a hurricane. Lenofik levein edikle. He did not walk amongst the palm trees. It was dangerous. They can fall down on him. A person should always daven shelo yechle, that he should not become ill. Don't wait to daven only when you're ill, lo yaleinu. Daven pre-choyli. As a matter of fact, the Mishabura brings in Kuf Yutes that the time to daven that a person should not become ill is in Shmak Yaleinu. A person can daven and be mispalled that he should not become ill. Shim yechle, because once a person is already sick, oimrim loy have schus vi'ipoter. Then you have to have a schus to be healed. Hovel a schus means a new schus. That's why when a person is ill, he should mekabel on himself something new, an additional thing. Because the old schusim apparently did not help, but Raya became ill. So that's why it says, have a schus, bring a schus, accept upon yourself a new mitzvah, a new anahoga, a new limud, the hipotah, and that's when you'll be healed. What'd you say? We say Rafeinu, correct. But I'm talking about Shema Keleinu, is it can be mispalel pre-becoming ill. We say Rafeinu in general. We say it for Cholim that you know. You can say it for someone himself if he's sick. And you can say it for others. But I'm talking about being mispalel that your person should not become sick. That's not Rafeinu. Rafeinu is a bracha, a tefillah on someone that is sick. That you can say in Shema Keleinu. But the point is, when someone does become ill, so then you need a special schus. It's always better to daven before you become sick. When a person is sick, you need a new schus to be niftar, to be healed. Where do we find this in the pasuk? Kipol anoifel mimenu. It says by the pasuk of Micah that if a person doesn't build a gate around his roof, kipol anoifel mimenu, meaning the person will fall from it. Mimenu lohaviraya. He has to now prove himself innocent that he's not deserving of falling off the roof. Mimenu lo viraya. When a person's in a matzav sakana, it's up to him now. And that's why you should always be mispalel before you become ill. Zok Rashi, mimenu lo viraya, me'achashu noifel, tzorich limtza mimenu mimaisov raya l'schus. He needs a special merit to be saved. Zok Matan v'Rebbe Shmuel, kipal ha'noifel mimenu. This person is already destined to fall from the time of creation. Everything is ready. Mechushman. Yes, there's a bechira, but it's ready. Mimenu. It's ready. He's called a noifel. Shagalein noifel. He didn't fall yet. Vakos of kara noifel. And the Torah calls him noifel. He's the one that's falling off the roof. Elo. The reason is shemegalbin l'schusa deizakai v'chovei dechayev. Every person is destined. Of course, it's a bechira. It's your choice. It's based on your actions. But the schusim come about through a zakai, through an innocent person. And the choivis, the things that are punishments, come about through a chayiv. So the person that did not build a micah, he is the one that's called a chayiv. And because of him comes about that the noifel, the one that's destined to fall because of his averus, he's going to fall on his property. He's going to fall down the roof, off the roof. Zog di gemara. If someone is ill and he's about to die, we tell him, say vidui. She can call him mumsin. All those that are, before they die, that are mumsin and misvadin, before they're punished, they're misvada, the dalad mises. Someone goes to the marketplace. Someone who goes to the marketplace, you have to look at yourself and consider it as if you were given over to a sradyot. A sradyot is a general. Chosh b'roshe, someone has a headache. So it's ready, more of a matzav of choyli. Yedoy be'ein of commission nosnu be'koyler. As if he's ready put into the chains. Olo lemitav, someone has such a headache that he goes into bed he's not feeling well. V'nofal yedoyim ve'enof k'misha elu legadum. They brought him up to the gallows. They bring him to the guillotine. That's a person that has to do tshuva and kabbal on himself, mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, new ones, if he feels this situation, because this is where he's holding. Someone who goes up to the gallows, if he has praklitin, if he has mitzvah, ma'asim tovim, malochim that can talk positively and give him schusim on his behalf, nitzel, he's saved. Who are the praklitim? Who are these lawyers that defend the person? Tshuva ma'isim tovim. When a person does tshuva and he has ma'isim tovim, that is the praklitim. Zokta ma'ashof, from here we see that a mitzvah that a person does creates a malach to his benefit. Like it says in the Mukabalim. And an avera, the opposite, creates the opposite malach. Even if there's 999 malachim that talk negatively about him as averas, the echad malamed olav schus, and only one of them says a positive schus about him, nitzel, he is saved. The last moment, Shenemar, Im Yesh Olav Malach, Melitz Echod Mini Elef, one out of 1,000, Lahagid Lo Odom Yishroi, that advocates on the, about this person, Vayichonenu, Vayoyim Apader Mired Shachas, it saves him the last moment. Like we say this by Kaporis. Zokti Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Benoish Rabbi Yitzchak Lili Oimer, Afilu Teisha Meiz V'Tisha V'Tisha Bo'isa Malach, even if the 999 choivis that they say about the person is that one malach, meaning one malach amongst 1,000 malachim, that malach also has 999 reasons to say why he's not deserving to live. The echad eschus, and that one malach has one schus amongst the 999, which is 1,000 of 1,000. So it's talking about a million, a billion. Even if you have one schus amongst all that, nitzel, you can be saved. Shenema, melitz echad mine elef. One melitz amongst 1,000 of that one malach. Zogma ton rabbonon al sholosh averes noshe meisa b'shaz yoldos. Here the Gemara is saying, three averes that a woman has, and b'shaz yoldos, at the time of childbirth. That's when a woman is punished, like we said before. Nida chalal nan loksaner. Rabbi Loza oimer, noshe meisa's yaldos. The women die young. Doesn't mean at the time of childbirth. It means young, yaldos, young girls. Now, obviously, it doesn't necessarily have to be the three averes that we said before. We'll see in the Gemara. Because they're yaldos, they might not even have those mitzvahs yet, if they're young girls. The avera of cleaning off their children's tzoya, in the olden days, they didn't have diapers. B'Shabbos, so you were not allowed to. You have to be very careful about the melochas when you clean an infant. So mechapses, they wash it. You're not allowed to do kibbutz on Shabbos. Libun, all these are always melochas. So be'oven she mechapses tzoyas b'nei b'Shabbos, they do a kibbutz of the children's tzoya and their clothing on Shabbos. That's why they are mesas yaldis. V'yesh oimrim al she koirin le'oran ha'kodesh arno. Instead of referring to the Aron Kodesh, as the Aron Kodesh, the Holy Ark, they say Aron. Stam, they call it an Aron, a box, a closet. Aron itself. That's why they may say Yaldos. Zogma Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar Oimer. Be'oven shnei dvorim, amiratzim meisim. Because of two averes, amiratzim die. Al shekorin la'on ha'kodesh arno, they call an Aron Kodesh Aron. They're supposed to say Aron Kodesh. Val shekorin la'beis ha'knesses, beis am. They don't call the beis knesses Shul, the base knesses, they call it base am, a social hall. Base am, a place for the people to gather. The Mashal says, you don't even mention the Eibishter. Base am, a place for people to gather socially. When you say base knesses, you're not specifying people. You're saying a place where we gather with the Eibishter. Mashal, base am is just a gathering place of people. It's a social hall. Tanya Rabbi Yosef HaMishloisha, Bitkei Misa, Nivru B'Isha. There are three things that check a woman at the time of childbirth. And others say there are three averas that grab onto the woman and they cause her death. Nida v'chalav adlokas haner. So these are the three averas. Nida chalav adlokas haner. Chadik Rabbi Lozar v'chadik Rabbonon. Meaning, if it's a bit kemisa, so then they check out the woman at the time of a sakona. That's like the Rabbonon that say yoldos at the time of childbirth. However, if it's Difke Misa, they're medabek, they grab onto her and they bring her death closer before her time period, that's like a Beliozer that says Yaldos. So the two pshotim of Shloisha Bitke Misa is like Rabbonon that say it's the time of childbirth and they check her out at the time she's down and under at the time of Sakona. When it's Difke Misa, not Bitke, Difke, so then it's Mekarv her Misa, that's like a Beloza Shita that is referring to Yaldos, young girls that die. And they die, and that we said because of the oven of Mechapset Tzoyas B'nei B'Shabbos, or because they call the Oren HaKodesh Oren. But it's the Vart over there, it's not Bitke Misa, it's not the Pshat, at the time she's in the Sakona, then they check her out, her Schusim, if she has a virus or not. That's called Bdika, but rather it's Difke Misa. It grabs onto her. The Averis grab onto her and shorten her life span. And that's like a Beloza that says that they die Yaldos as young girls. We'll stop over here. The last line of the Gemara, Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Tanya Rashbag Omer.